This is Dr. Olivera dictating for October the 4th of the year 2023. The first patient is Richard Braman. The last name is B-R-M-A-N. This is a clinical case. Of a 71-year-old male patient of Dr. Yellow, Y-E-L-L-U, and Dr. Rockies, that we follow in the practice because of chronic kidney disease. Period. The patient has a history of renal cell carcinoma. In 2013, he had a right nephrectomy. The patient has changed his lifestyle. He is now following a plant-based diet. The serum creatinine has come down to 1.1 milligram percent. The estimated GFR 66 mL per minute, and there is no evidence of of proteinuria. Period. The patient continues on the care of Dr. Yellow at the Florida Cancer Center. He is feeling well. He has more energy. Number two, anemia that has improved. He was 11.1 grams per cent in May of 2023. Now it's 12.5 grams per cent. Period. Following number, coronary artery disease. The patient has a history of PCI to the left anterior descending and circumflex. A catheterization was done in July 2021. The patient is followed by the cardiologist. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. This hyperlipidemia is with a serum cholesterol of 70, which is rather low. For that reason, we are going to switch him to atorvastatin 40 milligrams every other day. Period. The fact that he has changed the diet has made the difference. He has lost 14 pounds of body weight. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. T3, T4, and TSH are within normal range. Following number, atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 132 over 83. We're going to continue with the same medications. Following number, the patient has evidence of gastroesophageal reflux disease. He is on omeprazole as well as the administration of magnesium PO. Period. The patient is asymptomatic. My recommendation is to discontinue the use of omeprazole and 1 week later discontinue the use of the magnesium. Because omeprazole impairs the absorption of magnesium in the bowel. Period. The patient was recommended to take famotidine 20 milligrams daily if he develops acidity and reflux. Period. The patient is much improved. The plant-based diet has made the difference. The patient was encouraged to continue with this. With this type of diet that is going to make an impact in inflammation and cardiovascular disease. Period, we spend 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, keep 15 minutes in the face-to-face and 8 minutes in the documentation.